Yo, it's your two brethrens, Lizzie.
Oh, shit!
And it's Ilaria, and welcome to episode 47.
Yes.
Here at No Ideas.
Just vibes.
Between the two of us,
yeah,
we both completely forgot our intro.
No, honestly, completely messed that up. Sorry, guys. What?
I think that mess up just sums up how we're feeling
no,
today.
No, honestly, everything is just out of a line. Not in line.
Misaligned, mate. I don't think we have it in us today, but we're going to give it a
honestly,
fair whack.
Honestly, misaligned, but we're aligning ourselves on the podcast.
Now, if you haven't been here before, Brid, tell us what we do.
So basically...
Tell us. Tell them what we do.
Okay,
I'm lost in the woods.
Okay, and reset. So, welcome to No Ideas, Just Vibes. It's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria. And we talk about our weeks, what's got us through, what has brought us down, what's lifted us up. And then
we sail into a main topic. And this week, we will be discussing the question, which literally just came to us 5 minutes ago.
Literally.
Is it bad that we take comfort in other people's discomfort?
Give them the tea. That's the one.
We're going to get into it. But without further a ding dabby dong.
Oh, dib daggy dong gong.
Da gong gong.
Higgy gong gong.
Higgy gong gong.
Higgy gong gong.
Higgy hang gong.
Higgy hong gong.
Are you done, sir?
Are we done, done?
You know we are.
Oh, sorry.
Brid, tell me, what a week. How did you get through it, man?
Oh, do you know what? Honestly, what a bloody week. I don't know if anyone else felt like this, but I felt like last week just dragged so much.
I have my hand in the air.
There it is. I see one. Can we get another in the bag?
No, it's a full house. It's only me here.
She said it's a full house. Oh, no. Brid, we need more people in the bakery. That's what I'm saying.
Literally.
We need more people over here.
We need some more people up in here.
Honest to God. But, guys, it's been a long week. But what has been getting me through, honestly, if I should commence with the musics, okay? We've had a little bit of new music on the scene. I know we've got a lot more to be waiting for from the likes of SZA, you know, Summer Walker, for example. We are holding tight. But just to keep us burning in the background, Man Like Jules dropped his new album called Sounds of the World. And my God, he did it with that. Brid, have you listened to it?
How did I miss that? I didn't even know.
Dude. Bruh. He is doing the thing.
It's because I'm not on social media like that. Lizzie on social media the whole time.
It really is my job.
No, literally. We're laughing because I just made a massive fuck up and I'm going to edit it out. But anyway, you should be telling me about these things, Brid.
Expect you to know. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, Jules just did it with that album. It's called Sounds of the World. And, oh, is the features for me. Like, you've got Hailey from Western. You've got Fireboy DML.
Oh, I love Fireboy DML.
Honestly,
what do you mean?
Oh, he just did it with that album. Like, there's so many different textures and layers to it. You know, it's just Jules. Like, how he produces music. Like, for those of you who don't know Jules, he's like a producer and obviously like a songwriter and an artist, and he very much does like Afrofusion, you know, very much like a whole mix of the whole space of Afro music, a little bit of Afrobeat in there, a little bit of Afro house, but it's just great. And honestly, listening to that album just got me through. I can't lie.
All right, whack it on our playlist.
Honestly, I will do.
And I'm going to run it up this week.
Yeah, you best. Yeah, and you too, brethren, you best be running them tracks.
Yeah,
you know what
run
I'm saying?
It up. Bring yourself some Abinace.
Absolutely. So yeah, that was the first point of my week. The second point, although it's been a very slow week, I've still been very, very busy with things pertaining to work.
Love that for you. Okay.
Very, very busy. We've had loads of events going on, really cool things happening, you know, meeting really cool people. And I just thought it was very interesting in terms of like how we perceive people in terms of like, you know, celebrities and like influential voices and people, you know, in the public eye, how they come across in person compared to how they come across on social media.
I feel like it's always going to be so, so different. Mm. And if we don't know that by now, then we're pretty stupid because no, like we sat down once, do you remember?
When?
And we looked at each other's Instagrams and compared them.
Yes.
And said if we had just met each other or looked at each other on Instagram, we probably wouldn't be friends.
It's true, you know, it's very, very true. Like, obviously people have layers and you'll only, you know, really understand that once you get to, you know the person, you see them regularly or whatever.
But you like, also see their Instagram through your lens.
Yes.
It's your perspective.
It is.
Your perspective of Flo Millie is going to be different to my perspective of flow millie. You know what I'm saying?
No, big facts. 100%. I just thought it was kind of interesting, like, meeting, like, big people in the eye and just seeing, like, what they're like. Like, some, you know, did match my sort of, like, first perceptions of them in terms of, you know, them being really cool, down-to-earth people, easygoing. And then others, I was just like, oh, you're not really what I thought you would be. And that's interesting, because that's, like, a mental note for me, right? But I don't know. It's just kind of like two worlds combining, like colliding in a way.
You know the thing I always get shook by? Because I never try and preempt what someone's like off their social media.
Yeah.
It's when people on social media, when they're in the kind of foreground of a pic, show up, you see them in person, and they're bare small.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me.
That is it.
You see them and they're bare small. You're looking down at them like, rah.
Whoa.
You never even grew still.
No, honestly, the internet gave you height. Like, whoa.
Hangles. It's height from the angles.
Hangles. That's a breakthrough. I'm sorry. That's an NIJV
first. I've coined the term.
Hangles is height from the angles.
I love that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
From yours truly, Prophet IVP on the mic.
On the mic every week. Every Thursday.
On the mic again.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes already.
Hangle.
And that's that. But yeah, man, I thought that was kind of interesting this week, just sort of like comparing the two worlds. And the third point of my week, which really got me through this bit of wholesomeness. We, and when I say we, I mean me and my brethren, Ilaria.
We did.
We went to our very first podcast festivals,
yeah man,
hosted by yours truly at the BBE podcast agency. Can I get a what
hashtag Sheila
shout out, yes. Honestly, the day was just, it was basically, we went to this bar in Hoxton called Gigi's, and you know, it was just a fun day filled with, you know, good food, good company, and really good conversations. Like, oh my gosh.
Provocative.
Like, it was so interesting, like, hearing different perspectives around the room from fellow podcasters and people who just attended the event, speaking about, you know, current topics and issues, you know, around pop culture, around dating, around, you
current
know,
current affairs.
Like, it was just very, very refreshing. And I feel like it had been a while since I'd been in an environment like that. And it was just really fulfilling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And shout out, your aunties could never.
Yes. Big shout out.
I'm telling you, when you meet these four ladies,
honestly,
you realize your aunties really could never.
No.
They're so dope. And honestly, they were wearing bang outfits. Cool. All of the colors really just like made them pop.
It just made sense.
And they were funny. I loved them.
They were such a vibe. Honestly, yeah, big shout out to that podcast. Honestly, they were doing the ting. But yeah, that was my week, basically. A few ups, few downs, but you know, we're still here, brethren. And you know what, guys? We're doing all right.
Lizzie and I keep saying to each other, we just look at each other, little sigh, little slouch, and we go, do you know what, Brids? We're doing all right.
We're doing okay.
May not really feel like it sometimes, lads, but we are doing all right.
Honestly, that is just your friendly reminder from one brethren to another. All right. But guys, Ilaria, plug us in.
Plug me in? What do you mean?
Too early. Tell me about your week.
God, it's a shambles today. No, here, honestly, but we like it raw.
Miss Aline Mays.
Okay, so obviously I went to the podcast festival with you.
Yes.
And then the rest of my notes said, I'm really tired, man. I don't have it in me for this week's episode.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, I know.
So I'm going to try and, you know, scratch some things together.
You muscle through, Brid.
Because, bruv, we out here flagging.
Yes.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. So the first thing, Brid, we hung out for the first time this week in a long time.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't anything to do with the podcast.
No, honestly. Yes.
And the thing is with the podcast, yeah, obviously we have a little catch up. Mm-hmm. Lizzie's come from work. You know, I've been working in the daytime. Mm-hmm. And it's like planning the podcast, 10-minute catch up. But we don't have the opportunity to necessarily create new memories.
Yes, exactly.
And
that.
We approach the podcast and our relationship when it comes to the podcast differently sometimes than we do when we're just chilling. Because with the podcast, we're chasing each other on stuff.
No,
and
of course.
Creatively, like brainstorming.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was really nice
it
for you to have me at your
time.
Yard and us to just chill and watch TV.
Just chill, watch TV, have some good food and just catch up. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's been so long.
It's been a minute still.
It's so important to keep that going because it's just, like the joy, I feel like is almost like an elixir of like goodness for the soul.
Where'd you learn that word then, Brid?
I don't know. I feel like maybe Harry Potter or something.
Mad. So let me tell you something about the word elixir since you brought it up.
Okay, then, bitch.
So I first learned the word elixir when I went to an opera.
Oh.
I know. I don't normally frequent the opera.
Oh my God, no, please stop.
But my mum took me to an opera. I can't even remember what language it was in. Mm. And it was called The Elixir of Love.
Oh, the elixir of love.
Beautiful. At the time, I think I was like 9 and didn't understand what it meant.
Oh,
and
gorgeous.
Now I'm like, where that elixir at? Because they were giving it out on the day and I could have used it 10 years down the line. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear Crikey. You. Crikey. I hear you on that.
So that was a lovely evening we spent together.
It was.
Apart from that, yeah, I've been about. I've seen family. I went to an art exhibition. Mm. I've done a little few things here and there that have kept me, you know, joyful. But yes. Nothing I really want to get into too deep.
Okay.
I'll be honest, but it's gone. We achieved some stuff,
yes,
we lost some stuff, but we're here, and that's really it from me.
We're still here, guys, through thick and thin, through turmoil,
we got you dust. And do you know what else, like, people ask us questions actually at the podcast festival, and one of the reasons is always like, why do you start to podcast, why do you still podcast, and I feel like, you know, for us, and someone else mentioned this on stage, if you have one listener or a million listeners, it doesn't make any difference if you love what you do.
Exactly that.
And I think for us, the main thing I'd say from this podcast that I want to give out is, week in, week out, we have ups and downs like everybody else.
Absolutely.
I know you guys, if you listen, know that. But we're here every week.
Yeah.
And you guys are there listening every week. Mm-hmm. And even though we may not interact on a daily basis with you guys, we got you, and we get it, and we're here if you ever need.
Absolutely.
And we hope we bring you some joy.
No, honestly, that's it. It's no ideas,
just vibes, man.
That's it, man. That really is it.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note,
little deep moment now,
we must press on.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna need you to tell me, in this long slog of a week that occurred,
yes,
what really popped and caught your interest today that stood above the rest that you want to plug?
Nah, do you know what? Yeah, let me plug you into this one, because when I tell you it's just a little something, you need to be on YouTube for this one. Okay, you really need to be on YouTube for this one. So, guys, people know me. Okay, Elizabeth Alley, you know, Lizzie Alley, your brethren, you know, Foolish Head, whatever you want to call it. But did you know I'm also a video vixen?
Yeah, guys, is that you?
That's actually me.
Is that you, Liban?
And guys, my plug this week has to be my boy's new music video, which I was in, called Don't Be an Op. And it is by the two artists, Miles from Kinshasa and Kadiata. And my God, when I tell you, seeing that whole music video come together was just a really beautiful moment.
It's out now, streaming on all platforms.
It's out now. Run it up, guys. Run it up. Like, listen to it on Spotify, on Apple Music, whatever, but watch the video. Like, it's such a, like, fun, like, vibey just video. Like, it's so simple, but it's so, like, vibey, man. It's just my boys. Like, do you know what? It's just a very, like, family sort of feel, I feel, with the people who were involved. And shout out to all of the crew, because honestly, each and every one of you are just fucking incredible. But yeah, that's basically my plug, guys. Honestly, it's a vibe. Go run it up. I'm gonna add the song to our playlist, NIJV or Daily Bread, and then you can watch the video on YouTube. But go run it up, guys. It's a vibe.
It's good. I've seen it. It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
Your girl looks good on camera.
Yeah, man.
She ain't gained no weight though
yet.
whoa, joking. Rejected.
Sorry.
I'm screaming, but yeah, that's my plug, guys. Brady, what is the plug of the week?
Guys, we plug you in, yeah? Okay, we actually plug you in. I don't think there is enough electricity in your house for this plug. I don't think so. Just warn your family, okay?
Oh my
warn your
God.
Family, the lights are about to go out. In this bitch.
I don't think there's enough electricity.
Because.
No, Brit.
Because.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's going to be a fat electricity bill this
month. Let's go. Let's go.
I am plugging a brand this week that have got me through thick, thin, rain and shine.
And shine.
Okay? Yes. Good times and the bad.
And the bad.
Okay. Yes. And they continue to do so day in, day out. Honestly. But they have just dropped their basics collection. You know I love a tracksuit.
Steamy.
But these tracksuits, yeah, are quality, amazing cut, and unisex. And they're unisex because there is a sister and a brother brand.
Oh my God, no, you tell them again.
And they are the one, the only, Sisters and Seekers.
Ooh, you tell it, Brit.
I need you guys to check them out. Yes. Their customer success / service team is also so wonderful.
Yes,
and
they are.
I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Also have a brother brand called Brother and Kin.
Yes, of which I have the tracksuit, and it's absolutely...
She can co-sign this.
Incredible. It is the quality.
It's the bee's knees, bro.
It is the fit, the colours. It's a clean tracksuit, guys.
So weirdly, we both bought from these brands without telling each other.
Literally. Mad. It's so wild.
And on top of that, with the basics collection, every time you buy an item, they plant a tree.
Oh my God. Eco-friendly as well.
Eco-friendly, built to last.
Where is the tissue?
Guys, there is a restock. Whoa. There is a restock happening. So I need you guys to check it out.
Honestly, guys, cop your tracksuit.
Now, we gave you a little sample at the beginning of what our main topic's going to be. And I'm ready to get into it. What about you, sis?
Steamy, fam. Let's go.
All right. So the question is... Is it bad that we take comfort in other people's discomfort? Now, by this, I'm not necessarily talking about seeing someone else in discomfort and being happy about it in that kind of vindictive way. But I'm talking about when we're in a shit scenario and someone else can resonate with our shit scenario.
Yes.
I think we... generally find comfort in that.
Absolutely.
Not because we wish someone else ill, but because they can resonate with our story.
Yes.
And I want to know your thoughts and feelings in regards to that question in that situation or context.
Very, very interesting topic of conversation, Bridie. Do I find comfort in resonating with someone else's discomfort?
Correct.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Let's be real here. If someone else is in a similar situation to me, you know, where we're both going through it, and this can be about anything, right? It could be, you know, two people who are having issues in their relationships, problems with work, you know, friendship issues. It's absolutely a comforting thing because it makes you understand that you're not going crazy and that your feelings are indeed valid. Although you don't need validation from someone else, having that validation from someone else is still a comforting thing, and it's not wrong to admit that.
Yeah.
You know, I think with a lot of people, you know, obviously we go through different things and there are different extents of these situations, but it's when you talk through these things and it's like, oh my God, I thought that the other day. Oh my God, same. I've been through this as well. It solidifies that common ground that you realistically have been looking for, because when you're in that situation of discomfort, it's like, what am I going to do about it? I feel like I need advice. I don't know where to go. And having someone to sort of bounce those similar ideas with, I feel like together you're stronger and you're more likely to find a situation where you're both happier.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think together you're stronger? Because let me put it to you like this, right? If you have me and you who... To use a personal example, we found discomfort in a past job that we worked. And we found comfort in sharing. But we are two strong individuals who, finding comfort in each other's similar discomfort, managed to make us stronger and push us forward. Now, I'm sure there are people who, when they feel shit about something, let's say a long-term relationship, and they're finding it hard, and their brethren's in the same situation, will they just sit there, wallow in self-pity, and both together drag each other down?
That is very much a situation which could occur, of course. But then I would say it depends on the individuals and what you're like as a person.
Okay, so I totally agree with that.
Like the drive and like what your sense of ambition and purpose is, because we're both very driven people. Of course, we rose from that terrible situation.
Okay, we rose from the ashes, like birds on fire. I literally cannot speak today.
She can't speak today.
I literally can't. I'm so sorry. Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Curveball.
Do you think it is a bad thing then that we resonate in this similar discomfort? Do you think that we should be identifying whether that person is strong enough to resonate with us? Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
For example, if I found discomfort in a past job and I spoke to someone who wasn't as strong-minded and strong-willed as you, I would have potentially brought them down and it would have served me because I would have found comfort in resonating, but they may have just got more and more depressed. So actually, when we actually think about it and don't just jump to, oh my God, that person's experiencing the same thing as me, do you think we should actually consciously be more selective with who we're sharing that sadness with, essentially? Because have we even stopped to think about their mindset and whether they have the capacity to engage in this and remain okay?
Yeah, do you know what? That's a good point, because obviously not everyone is built the same. We're all built differently, and you know, we can all, you know, carry different weights in terms of our emotional, you know, strength in a way. However, I think when you're sort of having these conversations, you don't spill everything at once. Do you know what I mean? You put those feelers out there and it's like, okay, you'll almost test the waters, see where you are in terms of the extent of how bad you feel about the situation. And then once you have that common ground through further conversations, then it's like, okay, you're almost like a soul friend here, because you understand.
A comrade.
A comrade, that's the one. You feel my pain, and I know that we're actually both on the same team, but I absolutely can't expect you to be that from the offset. That's going to take time and me almost like observing different things without you knowing and making my own judgment from that, which will then determine how I move.
I like that. I like the phrase putting feelers out.
Yes.
Because I think we always do that. I don't think we meet someone because we're not sure how they feel and just say, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
You put your feelers out, you get someone kind of agreeing,
yeah,
and then down the line you get into
it. You get some motion going, and then once you're fully in a good rhythm and you're both moving at the same pace, then boy, you can dive.
Okay.
You can really dive.
Now, do you think this is a positive thing? Because do you think that we should be finding that comfort? Or do you think that fuels two people who have negative ideas about something or negative discomfort, if you like? Does it fuel those people to actually hate that situation they're in, whether it's work or long distance relationship or friendship? Do you think it stops us from actually knocking on the head, having those conversations and fixing it? Because let me give you this example.
Give me the example.
If I was in a job, let's say, that I didn't like and no one could resonate, I'm probably more likely to go to my boss because I have no other option. And does that make me more effective in fixing the problem? So does us sharing that discomfort just
prolong the situation?
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
I mean,
it's a good question.
It's a good question. And I'm going to throw it right back to you, because I actually want to know what you think.
I can catch
here.
A frisbee.
You can go.
That's right, mate.
Yeah, you hold tight, man. Yeah. I'm going long.
Yeah,
going
go
long.
Along.
I think it's interesting because, yes, I do think it can be a bit detrimental if you're not, you know, proactive with what you're doing. I think it's very important to take a beat and really understand, okay, you know, what you want from the situation, because naturally I feel like it's only from talking about these things and really expressing yourself and allowing yourself to be in your feels that you'll get further clarity. And if you don't have that opportunity, then I feel like you're more likely to make a rash decision which you really didn't think about thoroughly enough, and you may end up in a situation that you didn't want to be in. Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, I feel like there's a but, so just take the reins, Briggs.
There's no but, there's another question.
Oh, okay. Question, answer the question.
Yeah. So my thing is, obviously, naturally, as humans, we do that. But do you think that we're better served speaking to a professional? Now, I know we both are in therapy. Do you think it would be better speaking to our therapist about this than speaking to a colleague or a friend or a partner who feels the same way?
Do you know what? I believe in the good word of balance.
Okay.
And I think it's good to have both options there. Do you know what I mean? Because you're getting the opinion and, you know, the advice and consolidation from someone who is professionally trained, and they can sort of see patterns in whatever the situation is and can help you find clarity based on your experiences and who you are as a person. And then you'll have someone who is actively in that environment or in that situation with you to help you see things that you may not have seen in hindsight. And I think this whole like discussion about having conversations that make you feel comfortable, even though they're not the best topics to be talking about, it's about finding that comfort in that and then using that to your advantage. And I feel like you need to get the whole picture. You really do. You can't just focus from one source and think that that's going to give me the answer, because no one has that power. I'm sorry.
I totally agree. I think balance is a great word. And I also think that it's great speaking to a therapist, but when someone's not in your direct situation, the nuances and the little niggles that build up, you don't necessarily have time to go into. You give an overview of the biggest issue.
Absolutely.
But you still need to tackle those small things.
Mm-hmm. And then I think even with a therapist, like, yes, it's great to be part of the process, but you do lose that like relatability factor as well, which I think is so important in terms of instilling that comfort for within you. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. And they're also not there on a day-to-day basis. And you may need a day-to-day pick-me-up.
Yes.
God knows we kept breaking for teas
bloody
in
hell.
Our job because we couldn't cope.
Yes. Now, those tea breaks were everything.
Literally. Now, another thought I had was this. If you're finding comfort with someone else, let's stick to the workplace because we've used that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think that we are able to notice if that is prolonging someone's discomfort or making them more sad?
Oh, that's...
Do you know what I'm saying? Because when you and I found comfort in each other, it worked for both of us throughout the whole time.
Yeah.
But maybe 2 months in, someone is actually not finding that helpful. It's only bringing them down because they have all sorts of other things going on. It just adds to their stress. Now, the first thing is, are we aware that we're bringing someone down, and do we observe that change? And number two, if we do, would we actively stop talking to that individual about the stress in order to save them? Or are we quite subconsciously or even consciously self-serving and we continue to do that even though we can see someone going down the gutter?
Oh, no. I mean, I would...
Because I think we don't realise a lot of the time.
Do you reckon?
I don't think when we're in stress, we actually notice... Because you feel like
you're clouded.
You feel like you're sharing the same level of stress, Brit, don't you? When we were talking about Cognizant, we were at different stages.
Oh, 100%.
I was way more stressed than you when I left, and then you were as stressed as I was and you left, but there were months apart.
Yeah. Right? Good point.
So ultimately, I think we assume that we have that same level of stress, but every time you were sharing with me, maybe it was putting me further down the rabbit hole and I couldn't take it. You may not have even noticed.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't tend to notice, again, because you're so worked up about how stressed you are and, you know, what sort of worry and anxiety it may be bringing you. But again, it's having that self-awareness and understanding, okay, these are the issues that I'm experiencing, which are directly affecting my situation and where I'm trying to go. But again, I think it's about having that open dialogue with the other party, you know, your fellow work comrade, and understanding where their head's at. Because I think you have to take it in stages, right? You absolutely can have that time where you talk about the issues and, you know, you really relate about how hard things are and how you're not happy where you are or whatever the situation is. But then you that can't be the forever. Do you know what I mean? There has to be an action plan.
Yeah.
What is the POA? What are we going to do about this? Because we're clearly not in a happy situation and all we want really is happiness. So how are we going to get there?
I totally agree. I think sometimes we long it out because we have that comfort in someone else.
Yes.
Rather than actually executing a decision and putting a date on it.
Absolutely. That's it.
I think it's very interesting.
It's an interesting topic. And I think it's one that a lot of people can relate to. I think the workplace is a very common one. Having those work buddies is just the absolute godsend. But yeah, it can apply to many different things. Friendships, relationships, you know, just general things in life, right? Like, we're all learning, guys. You know?
And I think, you know, one last point from me is, I think we need to make sure that before these conversations arise, we need to make sure that we are checking in with that person to see if they're in a place where they want to talk about it or have the capacity to talk about it, because we get into a rhythm of, because they've accepted this conversation and me offloading and us sharing in our stress 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you think 6, 7, 8 to 50 is okay, but they may not be okay in that situation.
Yeah.
Things may have changed for them.
100%.
So I think it's important always to check in.
Absolutely, to check in, because you don't want to be in a position where, you know, you're negatively projecting that energy where that person may be over it or they found their own solution and you're just constantly bringing that negative energy.
Or they're having a good day and they just don't want to touch on it today.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Again.
Don't dim my shine. Mm-hmm. Not today.
It's all about self-awareness, people.
But yeah, man, let us know what you think. I think it's interesting.
It is a very good topic, Brid.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Thank
nice
you
one.
So much.
Yeah, I love that.
Right, Briddy.
Yeah?
To take us into next week, to make sure it's not a slog, mm-hmm. what tip are you giving to us to implement?
Okay, so this tip is coming from this page on Instagram called Advice. Very simple, not too shabby, but I'm gonna try this out, you know, this week and see how it works for me. So if anyone wants to join on the bandwagon, then listen in, guys.
You know I'm locked on the wagon, so.
Okay, she's locked in.
I'm locked in.
She's locked in. Okay, all it is that was not intended. One small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. And that's it.
I love it.
And that's it. And that's what I'm going to try and do. Every single morning, just think of one positive thought. It can literally be, I'm going to finish at 6 today. Or, I look good today. Or, I feel nourished today. Right?
Mm.
That positive thought. And that you need to use that positive thought almost as like a, you know, a centerpiece, you're almost like anchor, which you always circle back to, no matter how hard things get, no matter how the course of the day runs, you're always going to go back to that one positive thought that you started the day with and that you hopefully end the day with as well.
Let's make this shit bespoke. This yeah. is how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. This is my style, okay. yeah? Vietnamese style.
Vietnamese.
Okay.
IBB.
Bit of flavor.
Flavors.
Yeah, flavor.
Flavors. sorry.
This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to take that thought and I'm going to verbalize that thought.
Yes. Affirmations.
And I'm going to verbalize that thought while looking at myself and saying it to myself in the mirror.
In the mirror. There she goes. Tick, tick, okay. Two. Yes.
So do whichever version of that you want.
Mm.
Okay. But I'm going to look at myself tomorrow for a fact, and I'm gonna say Ilaria, even though I've woken up with my hair everywhere like I've been electrocuted, you look lit, bruv.
You look lit.
That's where I'm starting.
No, I love
maybe
that,
we can
Briz.
All say that to ourselves tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's all say, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna come out, my hair is gonna be a mess, afro to the side, bonnet, side head, nothing, yeah,
side head,
it's gonna be finished, but at the end of the day I look lit.
All together now.
We look lit. Okay.
I love it.
That's that, guys.
Advice.
And Brid, your tip of the day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sorry. Ma'am. I'm still in the room.
She's still here.
Okay, obviously, We The Urbs.
Oh, come on.
Okay, if you're not familiar, We The Urban on
like,
Instagram.
Where you been if you don't know We The Urban?
I love this. It hit me.
Come on, let it hit me as well.
All right, then.
I want to be hit.
Okay, then. Drop a beat. No, don't. Actually. Normally I say this and she actually does and it's too much. Okay. Don't let someone's emotional inconsistency make you addicted to the temporary highs and the constant lows.
Oh, if you can say that one again. Wow.
That
wow.
is bad.
It is bad.
Bad in a good way.
It's bad. No. It is bad.
We all know that emotional inconsistency takes us on a roller coaster where when it's good, it's good.
Yep.
And when it's not, it's awful.
It's awful.
And that fluctuation is not healthy for our being and our center of self,
no,
guys.
Honestly.
So please make sure that if someone is being emotionally inconsistent with you, you need to call them out.
Yeah.
You need to have that conversation.
Absolutely.
And if they are not receptive,
mm-hmm.
you need to find someone that is a bit more consistent.
Because,
mm-hmm. man, I know I've got addicted to the temporary highs.
Dude, sis, don't even get me started
You're
on that
been
one.
There.
We've all been
We've
there.
Been there.
We've been
We've
been
in
there.
Been in there.
We've been binning and binning something.
You know
them.
What I'm saying? My Absolutely. Bin's full.
Honestly.
I mean? When the bin man coming? Tuesday. That's all right then. Fill her up.
Fill her up.
Fill her up. Bloody hell.
Literally.
So that's my tip.
No, I love that, Brid. Well, guys, that's another chicken wrap. Do you know what doesn't make sense, Brid?
What?
The fact that the whole branding of this podcast is around bread, yet every single episode we wrap it up like a chicken wrap.
But
why?
It's in a wrap.
So it comes back to the bread again.
Always.
In a different form.
Listen, let's take a fajita.
Fajitas.
Okay. What holds the contents together?
It is the bread.
Okay, without the bread?
It's going to fall
it's
down.
It's a stir fry.
It's a naked bowl.
It's a naked bowl. You're
it's
a naked bowl.
Bowl.
literally, we hold it together.
That's the one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All
right,
then.
And you know what? A chicken wrap makes for a delicious snack after That's this it. Episode. So
I just like to inspire the people.
Honestly, go and I treat mean, yourself to a chicken wrap.
I bet
wrap.
People have gone and got a chicken wrap for lunch after listening to the episode.
No, please. If anyone does this, please tag us in that content. I want to see it.
Honestly, we'll send you a HelloFresh box Fully. Just for doing it.
Absolutely. I have free boxes.
For
give.
1 week only, though.
Honestly, 1 week only. Don't even
it's
try
hard
me
out
that.
Here.
Don't try me on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, guys, again, as usual, I want to send you good vibes for the week.
Always. Always.
And that's it from me.
It's a lot of love, guys. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's yours truly, Ilaria.
We out. Bye, bitch.